This week is, of course, Parshas Shkolim. Parshas Pekudei, Parshas Shkolim, a month later than we would normally have it because of the Ador Sheni. Let's have a look at Parshas Kisiso, number one on the sheets. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemer. Kisiso es roish b'nei Yisrael ifkudeihem. As you count all the Jews, v'nosnu ish kofer nafshei. Each person should give a kofer nafshei, what's considered an atonement for his soul. L'Hashem b'fkoidei som, v'lo yir bohem negef b'fkoidei som. So how should they perform this? Ze yitnu. This is what they shall donate. Kol ha'oiver ala pekudim, machatzis ha'shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh. This is, of course, the mitzvah to donate half a shekel, esrim geiro ha'shekel, machatzis ha'shekel trumo l'Hashem. Kol ha'oiver ala pekudim, miben esrim shonov amalo yitain trumos Hashem. So here we have the mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs d'oraisa, to give a half shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Kuf Ayin Aleph, number 11 on the sheet, towards the top left-hand corner, says, V'HaMitzvah HaKuf Ayin Aleph, number 171, He Shetzivonu Loseis Machatzis HaShekel B'chol Shona. This wasn't a one-off event. It's a mitzvah that applied every year. V'hu Omri Yisaleh, the Makor of which is V'nosnu Ish Kofer Nafshoi L'Hashem. So the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. If you look at number 12 on the sheets, this is the Rambam, the very opening lines of the Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah Litein Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, every man in a Jewish nation, Machatzis HaShekel B'chol Shona V'shona, Afilu Oni, even the poorest of the poor, HaMisparneis Min HaTzdokah, even though he's being supported by stocker funding, nevertheless Chayev, so much so, v'shoyel me'achirim, he'll have to borrow from others. Oy, moicher ksus she'al ksefoy, he'll have to sell, literally, the shirt off his back. V'noisein machtes ha'shekel kesef, in order to fund the machtes ha'shekel. That's the psukim, that is the Rambam. Now we know the Mishnah in the beginning of Shkolim, and this is, of course, while we're learning this in year number 3 on the sheets, the first Mishnah in Shkolim, Be'echod Ba'ador, the beginning of Ador, Mashmim Al HaShkolim. They would announce, make an announcement, everybody should know it's time to donate the Shkolim. So of course, that's what we're doing as well. We're about to begin Ador on Sunday, Mitz Hashem, and that's why we are being Mashmia Al HaShkolim. Why then? Why is it they Dafka did it then? So the Gemara says, number 9 on the sheets, it's a Gemara in... Sorry, number 4 on the sheets, a Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chof Tes Omabes. Va'al HaKilayim. There were two things that were announced at this time of year. Be careful with regard to Hilchas Kilayim and with regard to Hilchas Shkolim. Now what are the two got to do with each other? Why now? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Va'al HaKilayim. Bishloim ala kilayim. I understand why they announced the importance of the mitzvah of kilayim. Dezman zriyahi, because this is the time of year that you would sow your field. And if that's the case, everybody needs to be warned, you're about to plant the field, just be careful how you plant it. Elo ala shkolim minolon. Why the shkolim? Why is that being announced now? Omar av tovi, omar av yashiyah, da omar kro. We learn from the psukim, this is psukim in Pashas Pinchas, Zois oilas chodesh bechod shoy omra teira chodosh vahovei korban mitruma chadosha v'kibben de ben nissen boi akruvei mitruma chadosha kadminon v'karinon be'echod ba'ador ki heichid deleisu shkolim l'mikdosh. The Gemara explains that the chiev was always to bring the karbonis, i.e. the karbonis tzibor, with new money. Money from that year. You can't use old money to fund the karbonis for the upcoming year. Therefore, the beginning of the calendar year with regard to the karbonis was Nisan. Therefore, we needed to make a collection. Therefore, that's why, just prior to Nisan, 1 month prior to that, okay, everybody should know we are now fundraising. We are collecting money for the upcoming year's karbonis. This is the appropriate time of year to do so, because after Nissan, we can't use money from a previous year. That's what the Gemara says, and that's, of course, our minig right up to today. Now, you see quite clearly in the Gemara that what were these shkolim used for? To fund the Korbanos Tzibur. And that's exactly what it says in the Rambam. If you look at number 13 on the sheets, Perek Dalud Halacha Aleph, Trumas Halishko, Mayaseba. What do they do with this truma? Everybody's donating shkolim to the Mikdash. What do? Says the Rambam, Lekhim Mimena, they would fund with this, Tmidim Shal Kol Yoim, the korbanos that they sacrificed daily. Of course, those were not individual private korbanos, those were national tzibur korbanos. The whole korbanos ha-tzibur, says the Rambam. Anything that pertained to the tzibur would be funded using these shkolim. The nischeyem, the hamelach, the wine offering, the salt offering, the chen ha-eitzim, etc., etc., the haktoires, and the lechem aponim, and the oimer, and the shtei alechem, and paraduma, etc., etc., etc. Any korban, any avoida in the Beis HaMikdash that could be considered as public, tziburi, communal, was funded by the shkolim. That's what we see in the psukim, in the Gemara, in the Rambam. If you look at the Mishnah in the beginning of shkolim, it's right tucked away there in the middle of the papers, number 6, on the sheets. This is a Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Es mi mamashkenim. Who would they be mamashken? Mamashken mean they would forcibly extract the money from. Levim, the Yisraelim, Geirim, the Avodim, the Shuchrarim, if they were freed servants. Avaloi noshim avodim uktanim. But you would not force women, slaves, i.e. non-Jewish slaves, and ketanim to give their shekel. You wouldn't force them. Now, what does that mean, ketanim? How old is ketanim? Says the Ba'at Tanura there, number 7 on the sheets. If you look at the last line of that number 7, right in the middle. Or ketanim, afilu hevi shtei saris. We're not talking about bar mitzvah. U'pachos mi ben esrei. Says the Ba'at Tanura that when we say ketanim in this Mishnah, we don't mean ketanim in the normal sense of the word, i.e., prior to bar mitzvah, post bar mitzvah. No! What we mean is 20. The cut-off age with regard to shkolim is 20. That's what the Mishnah says, ein mamashkenin. We do not take shkolim from those ketanim, not under bar mitzvah boys, but rather under 20.
He's independent, he's married.
Yep. Independent of that.
And if there's this age 20 or whatever it was said, that's, and first of all, can my papa pay for me hefeshkolim, or it has to be my hefeshkolim?
So that's part of the shaila with ketanim. Okay. With ketanim. But essentially each person has to give their own. Essentially each person has to give their own. That was part of the instruction. Hadal lo yamit, ha'osher lo yarba, I can't give for anybody else. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that no. When it says ketanim in the Mishnah, it means ketanim, bar mitzvah boys. So in a big machlokes rishonim, from what age were they expected to give these shkolim? According to the Ba'at Tanura, who's almost a rishon, he says from the age of 20, others also say the same. The Rambam says not like that. The Rambam says that in fact the cutoff point was bar mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. Says the Magen Avraham. Now let's have a look at the Ramah and then the Magen Avraham. We'll see this halacha l'maaseh in it. Number 17 on the sheets. The Ramah, Erechaim Tof Reish Tzadi Dalad. Yesh Aimrim, Sheyish Litein Koidem Purim. There is an Indian, even nowadays, to give prior to Purim, Machatzis Min Hamatbea Hakavua Bo'isei Mokum Bo'isei Zman. We should give a machatzis, we should give a half a coin of whatever the present currency in that place. Why? Zeichel l'machatzis ha-shekel, as a remembrance to the machatzis ha-shekel, shohiu noisnin ba'ador. They would give it in Ador, so too we give it in Ador as well. If you look at the end of that paragraph, says the Ramah, ve'ein chayev litnoi, rak mishuhu mi ben esrim ulamalo. But you're only mechuyev to give this minig, this custom, is only for 20 and up. Says the Magen Avraham, number 18 on the sheets, excuse me, Zehu ledas harav Ba'at Tanura. Clearly the Ramah seems to be following the opinion of the Ba'at Tanura. Aval hatoisus yomtiv kosav. But the Tosfos Yom Tov says that actually shahaposkim cholkim, that many disagree with the Baal Tanura, as we saw in the Rambam, the svir lohu de ben yud gimel chayev. That in fact you're chayev from 13.
Since we're not obligated to give a chetzi shekel in our time,
it's a minik, it's a custom.
Therefore, why would we go the chumra and say that we give it 13? Take the most makel situation.
Okay, so we'll see. Maybe that's what the Ramah might well
not
turn around.
Not that he's necessarily disagreeing with the Rambam.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
And then plus, still question, say what Rambam expect from 17 years old child. Does he have to go?
Does he also have to go knocking on people's doors?
Does a pocket? And
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It is Hefesh. It's not mine.
That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. You're right.
Because he will sell his shirt, but not for half a shekel, but for car, toy car.
Now there is a Chiddush Gadol in Yerushalmi which is going to present all types of interesting problems. Number 5 on the sheets, a Yerushalmi towards the beginning of Shkolim. Ein memashkenim esaktanim. We do not forcibly extract money from ketanim. Ho litvoya toivin. But we do claim the money from them. The Yerushalmi is being medayik the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ein memashkenin." Memashkenin means we don't go in and forcibly extract them to pay. But holit tvoya toivin. We certainly claim from them that they should be donators of the machtes hashekel as well.
Can you repeat it when it says that we not force it?
Number 5 on the sheets. Ein memashkenin. Mashkenin is like a pledge you take from the on behalf of the one who owes the money. Ein memashkenim esaktanim, b'holitzvoya toivim. But you would certainly claim the money from them. And if you look, there's complications there. You see, there's stars and notes and brackets. The way the Vilna Gaon has it, the Vilna Gaon says, and we'll explain this in Mitzvah Hashem soon. That's what today's shiur is going to be about. The Vilna Gaon explains from the age of 20, memashkenim. Not only are they chayev, but he'd even forcibly extract it from them. From the age of 13, we would claim it from them, but we wouldn't extract it from them forcibly. Mm-hmm. Under 13, they're off the hook completely. Okay. If that's the case, it's quite clear in Yerushalmi that we do claim the shkolim even off 13, 14, 15-year-old boys. We might not force them to give it. So, there seems to be a difference between over 20 and prior to 20. Over 20, we take the shekel whether they like it or not. Prior to 20, between 13 and 20, we would claim it off them. The question that we have to try and work out is, when the Ramah said that we have the minig nowadays, that we give a half shekel, but only from the age of 20. The age of 20 is the age that you'd forcibly extract the shekel from them. But the Yerushalmi says, the way the Vilna Gaon learns, that even from the age of 13, essentially they are mechuyev. Is what the Ramah is paskening for us a steerer to that Yerushalmi or not? In other words, it sounds like the Ramah is telling you the custom is only from 20 and up. Prior to that, they do not get involved. And yet the Yerushalmi said, no, they do get involved. You might not forcibly extract the money from them, but they're mechayev in the mitzvah. So we need to really understand what this Yerushalmi is all about. What are these two ages? Since when have we seen such a bizarre thing? You are mechayev, but we don't enforce it. And we'll enforce it from 20. And has that got anything to do with the meaning of the Ramah, who says, no, until 20 there's nothing doing. Nothing doing.
Usually 20 is the age of the Shemayim.
Correct.
And it's called like Nafsho, like
Kofa. Oh, Kofa Nafsho. That's where the age of 20 is. Sukkim say, Mi ben esim shon of amalo yitain truma sashem. The question is how that pans out nowadays. So I want to share with you a chiddush that I saw in a sefer, Gvuris Yitzchok, Avraham Yitzchok Sorotskin, from, I think, Tells, Cleveland, in America. He has a whole sefer on shkolim. I saw a chiddush there, which I'd like to base our pshat in the Ramah on this chiddush. And he explains, if you look at the bottom left-hand corner, number 20 on the sheets, he suggests the benasinas machatzis hashekel, with regard to donating this machtsa shekel on the last paragraph, ichlal bei tarti. There are two aspects to this mitzvah. Chod. One aspect to the mitzvah is shenitztavinu loseis machatzis hashekel b'chol shono. Simple. You've got to give a shekel, half a shekel every year. Kedeksiv zeyitnu k'meshkos v'rambam. V'shein is. But there's a second side of the coin. If you'll excuse the pun. It's the second aspect. V'shein is. Dahare mutl al hatzibur. It's incumbent on the community at large. Lahavi karbonis tzibur. When the Torah says, you have to bring a korban tamid, who is the Torah talking to? Everybody. Every single member of Klal Yisrael is obligated, as a member of the community, to ensure that that korban is brought. It's not a korban that pertains to a specific individual, it's a korban tzibur, pshuta kemashmoi. Who has to fund it? Who has to be responsible for it? Everybody. Tari mutal ala tzibur, Lahavi karbonis tzibur kemoin tmidim umusafim v'choiv hu al kol yochid. It's an obligation that pertains to every individual. Lehishtateif b'karbonis elu, to participate in these karbonis. V'yoytze kol echod chiyuv zeh. How are you mekayim this obligation to participate in the karbon? Al yedei machatzis hashekel. Kiven shemimois halalu konu korbonis tzibur. There are really two independent things going on over here which combine in the machatzis hashekel. There's a mitzvah to give a shekel, period. Full stop. There's a mitzvah to give a shekel, half shekel. There's also a mitzvah to participate in the korbanos and to be a funder, a part owner in that. Ah, well, you can just kill two birds with one stone. You bar mekayim your mitzvah of funding the korbanos by the fact that you've donated money which ultimately is going towards the korbanos. But what would be if, for example, everybody gave a half shekel and for whatever reason, one year it just didn't suffice. It wasn't enough money for all the korbanos. He says quite clearly, "Ve'be'emes ein shtei mitzvos miyuchados." Da'afapi shenosnu kol echad machatzis hashekel. Even if everybody had given their shekel, v'kimu amitzvos asei, and they fulfilled their commandment of machatzis hashekel, va'ach hakach chosru mo'os. If money got missing, it wasn't enough. Letzerech korbanos tzibur, mutal chiyuv al hatzibur lehishtateif b'nesinas mo'os liknos korbanos tzibur. Then you'd be obligated to pay out more money. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel. This would be because you've got an obligation to bring a korban tzibur. If it comes to a certain day in the Beis HaMikdash, we need to bring the korban tamid today. We don't have money. Who has to pay for it? All of Klal Yisrael. So if we have the collection of all the machatzis hashekels in the treasury, fine. So we'll kill two birds with one stone. With the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel, what went towards the Beis HaMikdash, that is how everybody's mekayim, the mitzvah of participating in the korbanos. But if we'd be short of funds, what would happen then? So certainly you'd have to chip in some more. Because that is nothing to do with the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel. That's an independent chiyuv to be a funder of korbanos.
But in this case, this responsibility not clear. Because this responsibility should sound a little bit different. I'm collecting as minimum half a shekel, but if prices of animal will go up because it was a bad year,
100%.
Where it said that, because this, assuming that if half shekel will be there, it will be enough. It is assumption, it will be enough. In other case, Torah definitely will tell us.
Right, he's saying
it. Based on this shita, it could be not enough. So it's go against assumption of Torah.
It's not against assumption of the Torah. The money went towards the Beis HaMikdash. If an accident, maybe it does suffice. The money would get lost. If there was an oinus. It's not going against the assumption of the Torah. We're just trying to divorce the two inyanim. The fact that the korbanos tzibur were funded by this machatzis hashekel doesn't mean that that's where the mitzvah of machatzis hashekel ends. There's a mitzvah machatzis hashekel which is an independent chiv, donate money. You've also got to be a participating korbanos tzibur. Well, if they are Kabonis Tzibur, there's enough money to fund them, then the Machzor Shekel will suffice. If not, you'll have to give more.
So is there a chiyuv for Machatzit Shekel and a chiyuv to be a funder of...
100%!
Of that. But the second one, is that also a chiyuv or is it just a
mitzvah? No, it's 100%! A mitzvah, Mitzvah Dereisa! And the Torah says, you as a tzibur have to bring a korban tomid, that's a mitzvah. Well, if we don't have money for it, then we can't possibly fund it. We can't possibly purchase it. Nothing to do with the Machzor Shekel.
There's two mitzvahs, basically.
Correct.
In this case, maybe you introduce the idea, relation of woman to this.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to it. 100%. We're going to get to it. That's precisely what he's
addiction.
100%. That's exactly what he's coming to explain.
That is why I asked you.
That's his chiddush.
Why are we not collecting from him in this case?
You know, the Ramban says, even in the Midbar, the Ramban Alatir in Pashas Kisisa says, even in the Midbar, even before they had a Mishkan, there was a mitzvah to give Machzor Shekel. The Mizrahi doesn't like it. He says, what do you mean, Shekel? But there was no Mishkan, there was no Korbanis. So he explains again, it's true, but there were two separate inyonim. There was a mitzvah to fund Korbanis, and there was a mitzvah to give the Machzor Shekel. If there were two chiyuvim, then you could fund the karbonis with a machzor shekel. But even if there's no karbonis, there's a mitzvah of machzor shekel. Okay. He explains there, and this is precisely what you were alluding to. There is one opinion in the Rishonim. One of the Rishonim, the Rash, holds that women who are exempt from shkolim are only exempt vis-a-vis that we don't forcibly extract the money from them, but we'll do claim it. Exactly what we said from Yerushalmi before with regard to Ketanim. We don't force them, but they are Mukhayev. What's this halfway house? There is one opinion in the Rishonim who holds, we'll see, we don't paskin like that. We hold that women are exempt completely from the whole mitzvah. But one of the shittas in the Rishonim, the Rash, holds that women are Mukhayev. It says in the Mishnah Mefurash, Aval Loi Noshim. No, Loi Noshim just means you don't forcibly extract it from them.
Is that shita with the old 12 and a half upwards? Or would you say 12
and a very half? Good. That's exactly what we're going to get to.
Yeah.
So he explains very beautifully, and this is where the whole thing comes together. He explains in the Gevuras Yitzchok, Meir Dekechidish. We know there's a concept in the Torah, Koifin Ala Mitzvahs. If somebody hasn't put on tefillin in the morning, Beis Din can come and beat him up. Force him to put on tefillin. If somebody hasn't shaken lulav, Beis Din will forcibly make him shake lulav. I don't have any lulav. Go and buy it. I don't want to. We'll force him. However, there's a drosha. If you look at number 15 on the sheets in Parshas Emor, 5-word drosha. 6 words. Lirtzoinchem ein koifin es hatzibur Al Korchoy. This halacha of kfir, of forcing Klal Yisrael to do mitzvahs, is only to drasha. It's only a halacha in individual private mitzvahs, but not on the tzibur. You'd never beat up all of Klal Yisrael if the whole of Klal Yisrael went on strike. We are not funding Korbanos tzibur, you wouldn't force them.
It's counterintuitively, right? I would beat because they're not participating in tzibur. Your personal business.
That's your business.
You will burn in Ganana. But in Tzibur, this, I will force you to for taxes. How can I not force to for taxes?
Yeah, okay. Drosha, which the Malbim explains then. Ein koifenes a Tzibur al korchoy. You'd never force a Tzibur to be Mekayim HaMitzvah. Right. Says this Sefer the Gevuras Yitzchak, a phenomenal Chiddush now. We said there are two aspects to shkolim. There's the mitzvah of giving the shekel, part one. There's a different aspect completely, which is you have to fund the korbanos. That's part of your communal chiv. What did we say? That there's one opinion in the Rishonim that says it's true, women are potter, but it only means you don't force them, you still claim it. What does that mean? What does that mean that you don't force them, you still claim it? So he explains, it's true, Noshim are exempt from the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. For whatever reason, we'll see, either it's considered a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, or some darshan because it says ish v'loy isha, v'nosnu ish, so they're exempt from the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. But they're part of the tzibur. they're part of the tzibur, they also have to have participation in the Karbonos Tzibur. So therefore they will have to chip in for the money, not because they have a mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel, because they have to participate in the Karbonos Tzibur. Ah, that's their communal chiyuv. So we don't force them. We would never force a woman to give her shekel. If she would be mechuyev, because I've got the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel, that's my own private mitzvah. A man, a human man, a male, of course we'd force him. Because he's got a mitzvah as an individual to give Machatzis HaShekel. A woman doesn't have that chiyuv.
So if there's enough money that comes from Machatzis HaShekel, then the woman can...
Okay, in theory, not like, yeah, not yeah. worse than anybody else.
But
not worse than anybody else.
They wouldn't have any share in that mitzvah.
That's not necessarily true. If they don't have money, then that money becomes the mom in civil.
There's one question. Akiva Eger, and we're probably not in this room, or maybe in another room, said that woman should not say Musa.
Oh, we're getting to this. How do you remember this? I do remember that, Michael. You're not supposed to remember that. We're coming to this. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Gvuras Yitzchok. He wants to say, that's what it means. We said, how can you have this halfway house? The mechuyev and the mitzvah, but you don't force it. I mean, make up your mind. Either the mechuyev, in which case you enforce it, or they're not mechuyev and you don't enforce it. So he says very beautifully, we're talking about two halves over here. There's the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel, and there's the mitzvah in participating in the Korbanos Tzibur. That chelek women in theory can have. That's what this rash holds. That's why he says, even though they're obligated, we won't enforce it. Because that's a communal, a national mitzvah, rather than a mitzvah on the individual. Ad kan dvarov. That's what he suggests. Now, according to what he's saying, we must point out straight away, we'll discuss soon, we don't hold the halacha like this rush. We hold women are exempt absolutely. Absolutely. Not only do they not have to give the Machatzis HaShekel, they don't have any part in the Korbanos Tzibur, as we'll soon get to. But we started off saying, what about Ktanim? We have the Yerushalmi that says that Ktanim, at least the way the Vilna Gaon explains, you only enforce it from 20, but you claim it from 13. That's very good. You know why you claim it from 13? Because it's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah. Every bar mitzvah is mechuyev in tariag mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is Machatzis HaShekel. Fine. So Machatzis HaShekel. Sorry, the other way around. A cotton we'll learn from the pasuk that says Mi ben esrim shana v'malo yitein trumas Hashem. This truma, this donation, this koifer nafshoi, only applied to 20-year-olds. Fine. But we can't pretend that he's not part of the tzibur. He's a 13-year-old boy. He's an adult like everybody else. And therefore, even if he doesn't have the specific mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel, but nonetheless, he can still be obligated to participate in the Korbanos Tzibur like every other member of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Yerushalmi can mean. Again, we will never enforce it onto this cotton, i.e. this 13 to 20 year old. Why? Because what's his whole chiyuv? His whole chiyuv is just to be part of the tzibur. We don't enforce tzibur mitzvahs. Were he to be mechuyev in the mitzvah as an individual, i.e. the mitzvah of the Machatzis HaShekel, then we would certainly enforce it. We would certainly enforce it, just like we enforce it with everybody else. But he doesn't have that mitzvah. He doesn't have the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. He just has the mitzvah to be a shutuf in the Korbanos Tzibur. Aha! If you have the mitzvah to be a shutuf in the Korbanos Tzibur, then we'll certainly claim it of him, but we won't enforce it, because we don't enforce Tzibur mitzvahs. So, Reb Michael, your Reb Kiveiga is precisely what I wanted to get to. Reb Kiveiga says, a chiddush, which we once discussed in a whole shir. Reb Kiveiga says, if women don't give shkolim, and they have no part in the Korbanos Tzibur, therefore. So it turns out that when you bought the public Korbanos, women don't have a part in that Korban. In which case, the Korban Musaf, for example, on Shabbos, which is a communal Korban, is not something that women have a part in. Says Rabbi Kveiga Halacha Lemaisa, women are therefore exempt from davening Musaf on Shabbos.
But he connects a very important phrase which said, he connects.
There's only one, in only one way to get to this carbon, okay, through half a shekel.
Okay, okay, one second. But one second. One second.
Right.
That's what Reb Kveig is machadish. Halach lemaisa. That Slach, the Neid Yehuda, also agrees with him, perhaps for a slightly different reason. Women don't daven musaf because they have no chelek in the karbonis. Mm-hmm. All the achrenim go to town on this Reb Kveig and they say, hang on 1 minute, please. We've got Rishonim who hold that Ketanim don't give Shkolim until they're 20. So then it should come out a 15-year-old boy can go home after Kriyas HaTorah. Doesn't need to daven musaf. Because he also doesn't give the shekel, he doesn't have the mitzvah of machatis a shekel. Yeah. And Ephraim Kveig is telling us that your participation in the korban is contingent on that, then whoever doesn't have a chiyuv to give a shekel has no part in the korban. So, but mitzvah boy should go home after Kriyas HaTorah. No musaf for ketani. We never heard of such a thing.
No, it's shacharis. The korban tzavu is also communal.
Oh, so that's what we discussed then. Very good. Kasha, that was the whole shayla last time. What about shacharis? Why did Kveig say a musaf? That's what we discussed last time. That there are some tefillos which are connected to the korban and some tefillos which are in place of the korban. That was a whole shit then. Al kolponim le'ol dvareinu. Now you have to know, Michael, how Reb Kveig learned. You have to know if this is what Reb Kveig meant. Did Reb Kveig literally jump from one to the other? But at least the split that we can make is very clear. Because even if it's true that women are exempt from musaf, that can be because we hold la halacha that they have no chiev to fund the korbanos at all. Uh-huh. So not only are they exempt from machatis ha-shekel, but they also don't participate in the korban. Reb Kveig says they have no shaychus to the korban. But ketanim, it's true. Until they're 20, they have no mitzvah of machatis ha-shekel. Fine. But that's only because you don't enforce it. The tzibur, they don't enforce it. But nonetheless, they have a mitzvah of machatis ha-shekel. They have a chelek in the tzibur. Sorry, they might not have the mitzvah of machatis ha-shekel because they're not yet 20. Fine, but they're part of the tzibur. They're not like noshim. Noshim, we paskin, have no shaychus to the mitzvah of machatis ha-shekel, neither to the korbanos tzibur either. So Reb Kveig says they have nothing to do with musaf then, not the korban, not the tefillah. But ketanim, at least from 13 to 20, fine, they don't have the mitzvah of machatis ha-shekel, but they do participate in the korban. So you can't turn around to Reb Kveig and say, oh, that's it, every 15-year-old boy should be exempt from musaf. He's part of the korban. We might not enforce it, but we certainly claim it from him. If that's the case, I want to suggest a chiddush. The Ramah tells us that nowadays we don't have a base of Migdosh, but we give half a shekel. We give half a shekel as a zecher to the machsa shekel. We can now clear a chakira. We've been discussing for half an hour that in every machsa shekel there are two aspects. There's the mitzvah of the donation, and there's the participation in the korbanos tzibur. Both reasons why you had to give machsa shekel. Nowadays, we have a zecher. We don't have a mitzvah of machatis ha-shekel because there's no beis hamikdash. So we have a zecher. Which part of the mitzvah is the donation of the machatis ha-shekel a zecher to? Are we commemorating the mitzvah of giving the machatis ha-shekel? Or are we commemorating the giving of the shekel in order to participate in the korbanos tzibur? We said there are two halves of shekel. There's machatis ha-shekel to give the donation, period. Like we said, the Ramban says in the Midbar, there were no korbanos, you still have to give the machatis ha-shekel. There's also a chiv to give your machatis ha-shekel to fund the korbanos. What are we giving a machatis ha-shekel?
Just
so let's have a look at the Gemara. I want to suggest that it's a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Chof Tes on the base says, number 9 on the sheets. Look at number 9 on the sheets. My Pasha Shkolim. Nowadays we read from Shkolim. This week's Sedra, this week's Shabbos, Pasha Shkolim. Where do we read from? A machlokes in the Gemara. Rav Oma Tzav es b'nei Yisrael v'omarto aleihem es korboni lachmi. Rav says, you read the Pasha of the Korbonis. Ushmuel Oma Kisiso. You don't read from the Pasha of Korbonis, you read Pasha's Kisiso. That's where it's mentioned in the Torah, you should give the half shekel.
Oh, that's good.
What's the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel? I want to say this is a machlekas. Rav says you read the Pasha of the Karbonos. Why? Because that's what we're commemorating. Shabbos Shkolim is to commemorate the participation in the Karbonos Tzibur. So discuss the Karbonos Tzibur. Shmuel says, no. We're commemorating the mitzvah of the Shekel. Read from Kisiso. Okay? If that's the machlekas in the Gemara, how do we paskin? Well, we know what we're reading tomorrow. Tomorrow, Pasha Shkolim, we're going to lay in Pasha's Kisiso. We lay in Pasha's Kisiso. We don't lay in Tzavis B'nei Yisrael V'amar the Karbonis. So we seem to hold that the Zeicha, what we're commemorating, is not the Karbonis Tzibur aspect, but rather the individual Chiev to give Machatzis HaShekel. If so, we understand the Ramal. The Ramal says that anybody under 20 doesn't have to have this Zeicha. So he said, why not? Is it Tehillim Machlokes Rishonim? How does it fit in with Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says it's true, you don't enforce it, but you certainly claim it even less than 20. According to what we're saying, it's Hafel Vachela. You claim it less than 20 because they have to participate in the Karbonos Tzibur. It's from 20 and upwards they have a mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. And from 20, that's their own individual private mitzvah. You claim it, you enforce it like any other mitzvahs. From 13 to 20, when Yerushalmi says you claim it, but you don't enforce it, that's because there's another side. The 13-year-old is part of the tzibur. He's got to fund the karbonis. Ah, we don't enforce communal mitzvahs. Fine, so we'll claim it off him. But we ask, and I saw this kasha in the Gevuras Yitzchak, I'm using his own principle to answer his own kasha. He asked, why does the Ramah say that the under 20-year-old is exempt? Oh, because the Mishnah says from 20, but the Yerushalmi says you claim it even earlier. But if we've proved that our Zeicha nowadays is not a commemoration of the Karbonis Tzibur aspect, it's a commemoration of the Machatzis HaShekel aspect, that doesn't refer to 13 to 20-year-olds.
There's only one small issue, but there's one question is about this theory. You said that for second mitzvah, that when you contribute money, it doesn't have only to go to Karbonos. It can go paint wall of whatever. This half a shekel doesn't have to be spent all on Karbonos. They can spend for need of best mikdash.
I'm not sure if it is. The Rambam says only Karbonos.
Only Karbonos. This is a don't have question because it means I miss. Because if it's spent also for something else, today we have obligation. It's nothing
to remember.
Today we have an obligation.
The Rambam says only the Karbonos. Only the Karbonos.
Okay, I miss.
So I'll call upon him. Yeah, okay, there is much to add. We discussed once, if you remember, you referred to it yourself a few weeks ago, on a communal mitzvah. We said it with regard to building based on Migdosh. There's no exemption for women of mitzvah saseh shehazman grom. A time-governed mitzvah is only an exemption on a lulav, on a shofar, sukkah, which is a mitzvah on the individual. But on a national, communal mitzvah, there's no exemption of mitzvah saseh shehazman grom. If you look in the Rishonim, when they discuss why are women exempt from Machatzis HaShekel, so the Meiri says because it's time governed. You give it this time of year, once a year. But the Batanura brings a posuk, Ish Kofa Nafshoi, Ish Veloi Isho. And the Rambam also says it's a drosha. Why do they need that? Why couldn't they say it's simply a potter because it's Mitzvah Seishas Mangrom? The answer is because if there's a communal aspect of Mitzvah HaShekel, then you can't exempt them with Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. That's only a patur in individual private mitzvahs. The Rambam have to say, you're right, I learned it from a posuk. Batanura says, I learned it from a posuk. They have no participation whatsoever. That's why it could be they're not Mechayev Musaf either. Okay, so in summary, we've said there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Machatzis HaShekel. There is the aspect which is the mitzvah in its own right. Nothing to do with the Karbonis, as the Ramban said, even when there were no Karbonis. In the Midbar, they also had to give Machatzis HaShekel. And there's the other half of the mitzvah, which is, this is your way of funding the Karbonis Tzibur. Hopefully it'll be enough. If not, you'll have to chip in more. But that's a purpose in its own right. We said that nowadays we don't have either of these, obviously, but we have a Zeich. That's why we give the machatzis hashekel as a zeicher. But the Ramah is only from 20. Only from 20. Why only from 20? Yerushalmi said that you claim it, although you don't enforce it, but you claim it even at an earlier stage, even from 13. We explained that what does that mean, you claim rather than enforce? You claim it from them as part of the tzibur mitzvah. You enforce it when he gets to 20 as an individual mitzvah. And we suggested that nowadays the whole zeicha is only on the individual chiv. That's why we lay in from Pasha's Kisisa. We don't lay in the Pasha of the Karbonis. Because we clearly seem to be holding that the zeicha is of the main mitzvah of machatzis hashekel. That doesn't apply to a kotel. You can't ask from the Yerushalmi that says, well, we claim it from 30. That's a different reason completely. That's his participation in the Karbonus. We're not commemorating that. Otherwise, we would lean from the Torah, the Pasha of Karbonus. We're commemorating that aspect of the mitzvah which applies to every individual, and that only applies to 20, and that's why they're more exempt than anybody younger than that.
The Machatzis HaShekel that we give Erev Purim, boys under 20 would have no need to give
according to the Ramah.
According to
the Ramah. So the Magen Avraham says, oh, you've got other places in Machaylok, so halacha l'maisa, but then I have to see what the Mishabura says, but the Ramah has to be.
More than mute.